hats off closed. Check your bag. Okay, now, Bob, you got to tell us which one of these you want in the SCB and which one you want just taken in, because we got our numbers all confused.
Okay, go ahead. What we'd like to do here on the closeout, guys, let me read this to you, first of all. In the SRC, we'd like the following stuff along with, let's see, semi. Okay, guys, we're gonna follow a Apollo 16 mode and put stuff in loose, because I'd like to segregate stuff in the following way. I'd like to put the long can and four cord tubes in the SRC. I guess it's gonna take a while just carrying stuff back and forth. But they'd probably like to get this in because of the volatile stuff. They'd like to get the long can and three cord tubes in the SRC number one. And then we'd like to get all the SCB-4 samples in the same SRC. Over.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you want
okay.
three plus
the
long can, that's four cores all together.
You're right. Put those
all
in the SRC. All the samples from SCB-4.
Okay. These are four. You want to get the cord juice in first, though. Yeah, I want to put these in. If you give me the, I only got two hands, I'll come back by the time you dig them out.
Okay, and then, 17, do you guys remember where the trench samples, the three trench soil samples, which bag goes to put in from station four? Over.
I'm the only one who had bags, so I bagged them and put them in whatever bag Jack had, I think. Yeah.
Okay, then that'll be SCB-4, so we'd like those in SCB-4. And that, those are the ones that will go in the rock box, and that's in agreement with what we want to do.
Okay, give me the other two cores if you got them, Jack.
Okay.
Long can.
Well, you better give it to him. There's not much space. It's going fast. You're really, well,
Can you leave one?
Where is the sample?
Well, it's over here.
I'll get it.
No, I'll bring it to you. I just, there's some way to...
Just set it in there.
I'll set it. I'll be talking with you. Take this bag back. Okay, it's in the right-hand back corner of the SRC.
Okay, copy that.
You're just about full. You got some left in there?
I got some small ones. And some big ones.
Don't fill it too full.
No. Hey, we got some big rock samples.
Okay, Bob. SCB-6 and SCB... Wait a minute, what's in 6?
6 probably nothing.
Well, there's samples
tell us.
In 6.
Okay. You should also have SCB-8 under your seat with samples.
When I sample that,
That's 8 and 3, maybe.
6 has the samples from... Yes.
Okay, let's take up
SCB-8.
And let's take up SCB-6 with the lawn, and why don't you dump out the rover samples into SCB-6.
Well, one reason not to take 6 is I don't know I can get it off.
Okay, and let's save SCB-4 because I think we may need that tomorrow.
Four's on the rack, empty.
Okay, how about SCB-5? Is that only partially empty or is it totally empty?
It's about half full, Bob.
Okay, we'll take that up with us.
Bob, I've already, let me tell you what I've done. I've got SCB-8 full.
Okay, copy that.
Let's take it up.
Roger on that.
It's got rover samples in it.
Okay.
But I can't get them all. They won't all be in there.
Okay, 8.
Okay. Bob, the seal was clean. It was clear. And I got your 4-core, 3-core plus a long cat. I got jet glass. I got SCB-4 and a couple samples on SCB-5.
Copy that. Sounds great.
Okay, now where was I? Got me all out of whack here.
Nothing for him.
Okay, you're clean. Cosmic Ridge, SCB-5, yeah, okay. Now, Jack, we got an SCB-5 that's half full. What do you got over there?
Bring it over here and I'll put it in 6. 6 is half, is a little more than half full.
Well, it's a little less than half full, so that'll make one full bag. And these are big rocks, so don't come out easy. Where's that big rock we got? That's in one of those bags, too. Picked up a big right here. Let me see if I can't dump it. Is that for a lunar dump? Huh?
Perfect.
I want to see if I can't dust. Did you lock this one over here? No.
Hey, don't lock those.
No, I'm going to see if I can dust them and make them work easier.
Boy, I tell you, I really had to pull. I pull harder than I like to in a pressure suit.
Let's see if I can. Okay, Bob. SCB 8 and 6 are going up.
Okay, and understand 5 will be on the gate.
That's there, Bob. It'll be there.
And 7 under the LMPC.
4 and 5 will be on the gate. You know, here's a problem for you tonight. You got any way of freeing up these gate hinges that lock the bags on? I'm dusting them, but they're not going to lock any of them. They're frozen tight just about.
Okay, copy that. We'll talk about it.
If you do get them locked, if you do get them locked, you may never get them off.
Okay, we'll give them something to work on overnight.
Okay, I'm dusting them right now, but
I still can't free them up. Man, those are heavy bags.
Yeah, you got the bottom of the bag closed.
They're bags. Yeah, what do you need?
Okay, no, John, I thought maybe it was still open. It was worried.
Oh, no, I latched them. I'll check them again if I go up.
Okay, and we got no FSRs on the seat. We understand, right?
No, I just checked, and it's all, they're all in the bag. And the rover sample bag is empty.
Copy that.
Nothing left. Bob, neither one of these, bag latchers are going to latch on the back. I dusted them, but
okay.
They're not going to work. I can't free them up.
We'll talk about it tonight.
What is it?
Don't worry about it now.
Yeah, we can probably use the seat. We got a little more room than we have. Okay, let me get something else done. I wonder if I ought to take a sample bag holder up there to see if I can fix that, to see if it fixes.
Roger, Jack. I suggest that.
Okay, receiver's been dusted and blankets are open. Power's off and off. Okay. I'm going to take the TPE off now, or dust it, then take it off. And then just leave it there. Hey, congratulate Jose on that fender, will you? Because I think he just saved us an awful lot of problems. He and whoever else worked on it.
He mumbled something very humbly about 1,000 guys.
Well, tell him that's going to be my bring home present to him, a picture of his fender. Okay, Bob, unused gear, which you have an inventory on, is in under the L&B seat. Okay, where am I? I'm bringing a DG over here, but I'm not pushing it yet.
Okay, copy that.
Godly grade deployed. Man, I got the sorest hands in the world right now.
How about on the moon?
Bum, 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 bum. Nothing's in the big bag, is it? Gotcha. I just can't compete with your astronomers.
Just keep trying.
In the bag, is it? Big bag? Nothing's in the big bag. Okay? Unless there's one rock in there that disappeared yesterday, I don't know what happened. Hey, we forgot the polarizing filter work. Now, I saw on a checklist, and I mentioned it to Bob, but he didn't come back with anything. And it was, okay. I guess I'm going to go ahead and
put those in under that seat, please.
Yeah, there's only one left.
One? No, there's three or four.
Three left.
Just put them under there. So, who knows? We may need them at the rate we're going.
Okay, and Jack, while you're unloading there, on the 500 millimeter, you might squeeze off a few shots of the north and south of the seat there if there's any lineation visible.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Why, are we ahead of time?
No, we're working right on time.
Okay. Why don't you give it to me while you're packing the ETV, Jack? I'll do it.
Am I behind you now?
Yeah, I'm going to start inventorying the rotor and pulling the breaker, so...
We're at 7 hours, 2 minutes, and anticipate ending the EVA at 7 hours, 30 minutes.
Man, we are so far off. Nominal on what bag? I sort of didn't think the checklist is going to have to be updated, I guess.
Totally.
Oh, I should call Mag Charlie.
Copy that.
Mag Kilo.
Copy.
Mag Bravo.
I That's Gene Cernan using the camera with a 500 millimeter lens.
Mag, go off. Mag, India.
Copy all those. And tell Gene that we can confirm that his lens cover's off.
Okay. Confirm your lens cover's off. The sensors is ran.
Copy that.
Lens brushes.
I'll get it the right setting. It is.
Hey, try F56 directly down sun, or up sun, at that sculptured hill there in the distance.
I'll get it.
Okay, Bob, what else do I need here? Let's see, 500, mag R, deep mag R.
Yeah, I think we got enough of those now, team.
Center.
You got the map?
Yep, got them. Some of these won't overlap, Bob, because I'm hurrying. Don't smear.
Don't hurry. Smear.
I'm not smeared, but I just didn't overlap some of them. Okay, everyone agrees to that. Don't hurry and smear. I'll get those others, Jack, tomorrow.
Okay, you got the maps in there too, Jack?
Frame count, Bob, is... Yes. Frame count is 152 on the 500.
Copy that.
Let go of it. There. Okay, dynamic. Did you cycle it twice? No, cycle it twice.
Do you have the map there, Jack?
Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and pull some rover breakers.
Okay, and roger. Copy that.
Oh boy, pull the breakers is not going to be much fun.
You want the scissors or something?
No.
We read you loud and clear, Gene.
Okay. Well, I just turned the crew back on. Are you reading it through the
limb?
Yeah, we
came through the limb that time.
Okay, I'm turning it off, and the camera's pointed down, and it's pointed effectively to the west.
Okay, copy that. Very good. Thank you.
Two bars going off.
Roger, they're reading this.